Welcome to All About the Joy with Carmen, a show where we talk to and about high-end wealth individuals on how they can be better with their staff, their clients, their family, and friends. Here's my question today for employers, people who hire staff, people who even work with vendors. You know what? This is kind of something that we can just talk about in our lives as human beings. And so here is the scenario I want to ask and see if I can thread a point through all aspects of life and work life and personal life. Here's the question. If you fall down in the middle of the street and you break your leg, how exactly do you think you'll be able to get back up and move forward and off the street and into a safer place like the sidewalk? Just think about that for a moment. This idea that when people are down, that when people are out of work, when people are unemployed, when people are hurting, that there would be no safety net for someone to try to help them back up is absurd. If you break your leg crossing the street, you are not going to be able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps to get to the sidewalk and be in a place of safety. Do you understand what I'm saying? I get really angry when I hear, it's not even anger, it's sadness. When I hear people talk about people getting unemployment benefits or people on welfare or people just trying to find a way back to the sidewalk, to a place of safety. I tell the story all the time about my mom who died at the age of 49 because she wouldn't go on welfare. She needed help. We needed help. We were poor and she didn't get proper medical care because of pride. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my mother. What little I remember of her, I was just a baby. I was 11 at the time. I guess not a baby, but when I think of an 11-year-old, I think a baby, a child. And I always think to myself, if my mom had just gotten food stamps and had gotten help and had gotten the assistance she needed and had, there was no stigma attached to getting help, she would have lived longer, at least to have seen me graduate from grammar school and high school and college and all the other things that I've done since the age of 11. And yet even today, we are chastising people for being on unemployment or for looking for help or for wanting more than minimum wage. And, you know, I have felt guilty so many times for taking things that actually belong to me. You know, taking money out of my 401k, you know, is so looked down upon. But when you don't have any money and you have no access to anything else, what are your choices? And unemployment is insurance. This is what it's there for, so that we can, when we fall or when we are out of work or, a pandemic happens, you can get back on that sidewalk. And look at when it comes to work life and things that are happening in our personal life, this same thing applies. I really believe we have to get back to a place of empathy and compassion and pour that into everything that we do every single day. Here's the other part of this too. It can happen to anyone at any time. I have seen people who are quote unquote ultra wealthy lose everything, lose what they believe to be everything. What I'm talking about is their money. When you are that secure financially, but you are so poor of friendships and relationships, that is a far harder thing to get through than when you just lose your job or lose your income and you have to figure out a way to get back on the sidewalk, right? A lot of poor people or a lot of regular income earners have to deal with these things on a regular basis. If you get let go of a job or laid off, or you have to quit a job or whatever's happening, most people, even though it is terrible and hard to deal with, they've done it before, or they know it's part of their life and they figure out a way to do it. What is extraordinary to me is to watch people who have so much money and have always had money and have never thought that the amount of wealth that they had could be taken away from them. To see that happen is not only terrible and sad to watch, but you realize how little money matters when they have done nothing to really shore up family and friendships. My point of all this is really to talk about, or to bring about, the idea that we need to stop being so cruel to each other. When someone needs help, whether it's unemployment benefits or health insurance or minimum wage, and you are someone of extraordinary wealth and never have to deal with that, or never had to deal with it, or no longer has to deal with that, remember compassion and empathy. And think about that idea of, if you are crossing the street and you break your leg, is that your fault? I mean, maybe. It can happen to anyone. How do you get off the street, away from the cars? How do you get from a broken leg to the sidewalk and healed again? How do you do that? I guarantee you there is no way you will do that on your own. Even if you crawl yourself back from the middle of the street with a broken leg in pain to the sidewalk, you will still be on the sidewalk unable to get up. How do you get back on track? It will only be through the assistance of someone who gives a damn, or someone who can care enough to help you get back on track. And that is all unemployment insurances. That is all welfare programs are. Are there people who abuse these things? Sure. But we also know that there are a lot of wealthy people, a lot of business owners, and I'm not going to start talking about this because this is a whole other subject, who do things not to have to pay taxes, or there is corruption everywhere. Don't assume every person who is getting unemployment or assistance or requesting to get a raise or whatever is trying to do something deceiving. Oh my God, I just have such a better idea or better feeling about who people are in the world. And I wish we would get back to that. Please think about empathy and compassion in your life, in your work life, in your personal life, in all that you do. We need to get back to that place where we are thinking of the best in people and not the worst. Because here's the thing, people will die. People will end up homeless. People will end up in pain and needless suffering because they think they're not worthy of being helped. That's not a world I want to live in, and neither should you. Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.